Report from John Blackwell, Constable of the Ward of Cheapside in London, to the authorities, 20th of June 1715. The information of John Blackwell, Constable of the Ward of Cheapside in the City of London, showeth that he, this informant, had certain intelligence on the 29th of May 1715 that there was a design laid to raise three mobs in the City of London that night, one in Cheapside, one in Whitechapel, and another in Smithfields. That the mob in Cheapside was to join that in Whitechapel, and both to come back and join that in Smithfield, and there to proclaim the Pretender, and that their persons of distinction were to appear at the head of them to direct them what they should do further, which since that day be, this informant hath had certain intelligence, was to secure or seize on the Bank of England or set it on fire. Also, to assassinate and murder such magistrates of this city as had appeared zealous for His Majesty King George, or to set their houses and habitations on fire, particularly the Right Honourable Sir William Humphrey Kay, Lord Mayor, Sir Gilbert Heathcote, and Sir Charles Piers, that were men and horses planted in all parts round this city to go immediately into the country to give notice that the Pretender was in the City of London, and to raise mobs in all places in the country, to the same as was designed to have been done in the City of London, in order a general insurrection to pave the way for an open rebellion, and to give an opportunity and encouragement to the Pretender and his adherents, land with a foreign force who was said lay ready for that purpose. This informant further saith that upon former intelligence, be this informant did conclude that the short notice he had, that privacy would be one step towards the suppressing of it, and that the trained bands, four companies of which were out on guard, were not to be depended upon, and that if he could suppress it in its rise and prevent the mob in Cheapside of joining that in Whitechapel, it would be the most likely way to prevent their designs, and the greatest service he was capable of doing in this affair. And therefore be this informant did at his own charge and expense hire or procure 20 men to his assistance, whom he knew were persons zealous for His Majesty's service and government, and gave them such directions and put his intentions into such a method as by the blessing of God wholly frustrated their wicked design. For when the mob in Cheapside was raised and armed with clubs and sticks, crying out, "High chase!" and that by their leaders they were directed to go for Whitechapel, that then this informant did appear in Cheapside with his constable staff, attended by his foresaid assistants, and commanded the peace in His Majesty's name, and that everyone should immediately depart peaceably to their own habitations upon pain of imprisonment, which being refused, and the mob pressing forward towards him, this informant, he, this informant, ordered two of his assistants to lay hold on and secure a person that appeared as their leader or captain. But the mob, making resistance and assaulting those, this informant was obliged in His Majesty's name to assist him to secure such of them as appeared armed as a force at the head of the mob. This informant further saith that this mob did resist, rally and assault him, this informant, and those he had for his assistance, 9 or 10 times that night, and that he, this informant, did take and secure about 28 of them in the poultry counter, and at last wholly dispersed the said mob or riot. Further, this informant saith that he, this informant, maintained a presentation against many of them at the Sessions House in the Old Bailey, as they will appear by a paper signed by the Honourable Sir William Humphreys Knight, then Lord Mayor, and the Honourable Sir Charles Piers Knight, and Alderman. Further, this informant saith not. 21st of June, 1715.